God speaks to us every day, and He speaks to us in various ways. And today, as we gather together, I believe that He would speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. In other words, let's listen to what He has to say to us. It's important in our life. Tell the person beside you, listen to God, it's important. Amen. Our gospel today speaks of the parable that is very familiar to all of you. Alam ko nabasa niyo na to and you have read this many times. In fact, dito natin nakukuha yung isang expression na madalas nating sinasabi. Pag tinutulungan tayo, pag merong taong nagpakita ng kagandahan ng loob sa atin at tinulungan tayo, ang tawag natin doon ay Good Samaritan. Yan ang gospel natin ngayon. If someone helps you, someone assists you, sinasabi natin, he is a Good Samaritan. Pero anong tawag mo sa tao na tinulungan ka, pero pagkatapos ng tumulong sa'yo, kwento ka sa iba? Anong tawag doon? Tama. Good Samarites. Okay? So, pag tinulungan ka ng isang tao, Good Samaritan. Pero pag tinulungan ka at kwento ka pa, ay Good Samarites yun. Okay? So, in our gospel today, before we go to the gospel, let us look at the other readings first, no? And try to get some bits and pieces na pwede nating maibaon natin pag uwi natin sa bahay. In the Old Testament, God was telling the Israelites that my word is near you. Pag sinabi natin salita ng Diyos, hindi po yan something na masyadong malalim, hindi natin maintindihan. Sometimes we think of the Word of God as a mystery, misterioso, and so we don't bother to read anymore. I won't understand anyway, hindi ko naman maintindihan yan. But God was telling the Israelites, my Word is not a mystery. It's not even far away na parang maglalakbay ka pa ang hirap na gagawin para maintindihan mong salita ng Diyos. And He was saying, you know, you don't have to ask who will go to heaven and get the word that I may understand it. Okay? Do I have to go far? In other words, He's saying, the word of God is not something external, something away from you. Ang salita ng Diyos is near you. Amen? Ang salita ng Diyos is in your mouth and in your heart. If you will just take time to listen to God, if you just take time to be silent, you will know what God is saying. Kaya minsan, may mga taong nagkakamali at nagkakasala at tinatanong ko sa kanila, ba't mo nagawa yan? Sasabihin nila sa akin na hindi ko po alam. Ha? Hindi mo alam? Yung taong nangangalunya, person is committing adultery, he does not commit adultery because he does not know. He knows. Yung taong nagnanakaw, pag nahuli yan, hindi niya sasabihin, hindi ko kasi alam eh. Hindi ko alam na masama yung pagnanakaw. Alam natin. Amen? Sinabi ng Diyos, alam natin yan. So sabi niya, the Word of God is not something far from you. You know the Word of God. You don't have to be very intelligent to know the Word of God. And the problem with many people today is that, you know, they know the Word of God, but they do not do what the Word of God says. Yan ang problema. The second readings, Paul was commending the people in Colossians, in the Colossian church. He was commending them because sabi niya, you received the Word of God with faith. You know, when the Word of God was spoken to you, tinanggap nyo by faith. You see, that's how you receive. That's how you listen to the Word of God. When God speaks to you, hindi ka nagkakaroon ng idea na, totoo ba to? Baka nagsisinungaling ang Diyos. Huwag mo ilagay sa isip yan. Pag ang Diyos na nagsasalita, siguradong totoo yan. Amen? So the Colossians, they were listening to the word and they received it by faith. Amen? And that resulted in loving everyone. You know, pag tinatanggap mo yung salita ng Diyos and you act upon the word of God, it will result in your life, you will learn to love. Amen? Kasi lahat ng sinasabi ni Lord, lahat ng inuutos ni Lord, it's all about love. Amen? So going back to the gospel, hahatiin ko yung gospel natin. The second part of the gospel speaks of the parable of the Samaritan. But we cannot take it out of its context. You know, dapat maintindihan natin bakit kwento ni Jesus itong parable of the Samaritan. The parable of the Good Samaritan is taken from a bigger context. And it is taken from the context of Jesus' teaching and commandment that we should love. Amen? Pag tinanggal mo yung context na yan, na inuutusan tayo ng Diyos na magmahal, hindi mo maintindihan yung parable of the Good Samaritan. So let us look at the first part of the gospel today. On the first part of the gospel, there was a lawyer who approached Christ at nagtatanong siya. And alam mo naman, minsan yung mga matatalinong tao, nagtatanong yan, hindi naman sila interesado sa sagot mo. Ang gusto lang nila, minsan nagtatanong yan para malaman nila kung marunong ka rin. You know? This lawyer came to Christ asking a question, not because he's interested kung anong gusto ng Diyos sasabihin sa kanya. He was asking Christ a question because he was testing or he was trying to show off also. Nagpapasikat. Ganun yung san. You know, when you talk to, may mga tao ko nakakausap, lalo na yung mga, may mga title yung pangalan. Pag nakausap mo sila, may ere talaga, no? Mayayabang minsan, no? At tatanungin-tanungin ka, magka-question-question, para yung sagot hindi mo alam. Pag hindi mo alam ang sagot, sila mismo ang sasagot sa tanong nila. At maso-showcase yung talent nila, no? Mapapakita talaga, oh, matalino ako. So this lawyer came to Christ, ganun din ang ginawa niya. Sabi niya, "Teacher, sa lahat ng commandments ng Diyos, which is the greatest commandment?" Or sabi niya, "What must I do?" So yun ang question niya, no? "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" So alam niya kaagad ng eternal life, it's not something that you can buy. Eternal life is not something that you can work for. It is something you inherit. Ano ibig sabihin ng inheritance? Binibigay lang. But what would I do so that I would be in a position to receive eternal life? What should I do? And etong sagot ni Jesus sa kanya, dahil very intelligent man, he knows the scriptures very well, lawyer. Pag sinabi mong lawyer, alam nila yung layi. Alam nila yung batas. Hindi lang batas ng tao, pati batas ng Diyos. Alam nila yan. And so, Jesus, when he was asked that question, what do I do to have eternal life? Sabi niya, you have the commandments. You do them. Gawin mo. You do them and you will live. You will have eternal life. Yan ang sagot ni Jesus sa kanya. See? Then he speaks about the commandment. And the commandment that he was asking, sabi niya, sa lahat na yan, what is the greatest commandment? Then the Lord told him, you know, love. Alam na natin yan, di ba? Palagi nating naririnig yan tuwing Linggo. When you come to church, may deacon na haharap sa inyo at sasabi ng deacon, ano? Can we say together, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is like unto it. The second is not inferior. The second is not unimportant, but it's as important as the first commandment. It is not just, it is not two commandments, it's just one commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay? So those are the two commandments. And the lawyer agreed. Nag-agree siya kay Lord, you know, about that commandment. Sabi niya, tama Lord, correct ka. Okay, so medyo pareho yung wavelength nila, nagkaintindihan sila. But the first thing I have to discuss before we go to the parable of the Good Samaritan, that commandment to love, can we really love God? Have you asked yourself? Because it's so difficult to love someone or something that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot hear, you cannot smell. Mahirap po yan. Diba? Diba? It's so difficult. It's so difficult. It's almost impossible to love someone you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot hear, hindi mo naaamoy. It's difficult. And that's the difficulty of Christianity, because, again, Christianity is not a religion of comfort and convenience. We are told to love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, all our mind, with all our strength. That is the commandment of God. If you're going to walk with me, if you're going to live with me, if I will be your God and you are going to be my people, then you have to love me. That's the first commandment. The second, however, is equal and the same like it. Sabi niya, you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ito medyo pwedeng gawin. Yung una, talagang parang imposible. How can I love God? I cannot even see Him. I cannot even hear or touch Him or smell Him or taste Him. But the second commandment is the same. Sabi niya, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, this is something that we can get as an instruction, to love our neighbor. You see, the problem many times, hindi tayo or hindi ko masabing hindi natin alam, but most of the time, we just don't like to love our neighbors. We struggle so much. Nahihirapan tayo. That's why the first commandment is to love God first. You see? And the second commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see, we need to be able to love ourselves first with integrity. Now, this is not selfishness. Hindi to narcissistic love na yun na mahal mo yung sarili mo. But when God said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, it means to say that first, I have to realize that God loves me. Amen? Sino bang minamahal ng Diyos? Ikaw, mahal ka ng Diyos. You have to see first that God loves you. Then, you learn to love God in you. Yun ang ibig sabihin na love your neighbor as you love yourself. You have to realize and see that God loves you. Amen? Amen. Dapat makita natin yan. You have to see that God loves you very much. God cares for you. And now when I begin to see that God loves me, then I begin to love the God who is in me. I begin to love me. Okay? Love me as God loves me also. So unless we understand that God loves us, we will struggle with loving ourselves. And if we can't love ourselves, how can you love your neighbor? Amen? So how do we do that? You look at yourself first. Ang una mong gawin ay titingnan mo yung sarili mo. When I look at myself, there are so many things in me, in myself, that I do not like. Hindi ko nagugustuhan. Kaya nga, mahirap mahalin yung sarili mo. That's the very reason why we have trouble loving ourselves. Because there are things that we don't like in ourselves. Anong mga bagay ang hindi mo gusto sa sarili mo? Tatamad-tamad. Okay? Meron pang nagsasabing iba na patanga-tanga. Okay? When we begin to see that in ourselves, we don't like it so much. But you see, that's the challenge. You have to see that even though we have these weaknesses, even though we have these things we don't like in ourselves, God still loves you. In spite of that, minamahal ka ng Diyos. Akala mo ba yung blessing na nai-enjoy mo? The blessings that you're enjoying in your life, do you really think you deserve it? Do you really think na lahat ng blessing ko sa buhay ko dahil naging mabuting tao ako, dahil sinunod ko ang Diyos? No. You break one of God's commandment, you break everything. But how come we're enjoying the blessings of God? First of all, we are not worthy of His blessings. But we have to realize that God gives you His blessing not because you deserve it, not because you're worthy of it. God causes His blessing to come into your life because He loves you. In spite of the things that you see in your life, na ikaw mismo ayaw mong tingnan sa sarili mo. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Kaya minsan hindi na tayo nagre-reflection, hindi na natin kinakausap yung sarili natin. Kasi ayaw natin makita. Ayaw natin makita na talagang suplada tayo. Ayaw natin makita na talagang malupit tayo. Ayaw natin makita ang mayabang tayo. Kaya nagagalit tayo pag tinuturuan. Sino sa inyo nagagalit dito pag tinuturuan? Sino nagagalit sa inyo pag sinasaway kayo? Sinasabihan. At yung nagsabi sa'yo, hindi matalino. Okay? You get mad, you get angry. Why? It simply shows mayabang ka. Amen? And you don't like that. But you have to see that even though ganyan ka, minamahal ka ng Diyos, iniibig ka ng Diyos. He continues to shower you with His blessing, lavish you with His presence and love. Once you begin to see that how much God loves me, in spite of these things, in spite of my weaknesses, God loves me. You see God in you. Amen? If you can see God in you, in yourself, then you will see God in others as well. Kaya yun na yun. Begin to love God with the love that God has given you, but then you recognize God is also in my neighbor. God is also in the people I don't like. God is also present in the people na hindi ko rin gusto, kagaya na hindi ko rin gusto yung mga bagay sa sarili ko. And then you begin to love them. Amen? You begin to love your neighbor. Diyan na lang gagaling yan. Because you see God in you. You see God loving you in spite of our sin, in spite of our failures. Hindi ka binibilangan ng Diyos ng pagkukulang mo. Hindi ka linilistahan ng Diyos ng utang mo. And because of that, you begin to see that God loves you. You see God in you. Then when you go out, you see God in your neighbor as well. Amen? And even though mahirap mahalin ang sarili mo dahil sa mga pagkukulang mo at alam mo talaga, ayaw ko to. But you learn to love yourself as God loves you. Kahit ganito ako, mahal ako ng Diyos. Then when you see that with your brother, pag nakita mo yung kapatid mo, then you also learn to love your brother. In spite of his weaknesses, in spite sa mga pagkukulang ng kapwa mo, you begin to love them. Okay? That's the first part. That is the teaching of Christ to the lawyer. Kinakausap niya. Etong lawyer na to, he understands that. Naiintindihan niya yan. Ang problema, ayaw niyang ayaw niyang gawin. Kaya he tried to justify himself. Eh, hindi ko magawa. Anong sabi niya kay Jesus? Who is my neighbor? Oh, aga. Gusto ko sanang gawin, pero hindi ko kilala kung kanino kong gagawin to. You know? Sabi ni Lord, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yeah, I would like to love my neighbor, but I don't know. I don't know how. Maybe that's true. Maybe yan ang problema niya. Kaya nung tiningnan siya ni Jesus, Jesus loves him. I could just imagine when Jesus was looking at his eyes, tinitingnan yung ni Lord yung mata niya, sinasabi ni Lord, you're a good man. You know the law. You know that you have to love God and you have to love your neighbor as yourself. You know these things. You're a good man. But you don't know how to love your neighbor. Amen? Amen? Intelligent people, they know how. Amen? Intelligent people, maraming matatalino, they know. Intelligent people know. But some of them do not know how to practice what they know because it requires wisdom. Ang matalinong tao, maraming alam. Pero ang taong marunong, siyang gumagawa ng lahat na nalalaman niya. It's a wise person that can practice what he knows. That's why in scriptures, hindi sinasabi sa atin na be intelligent, get information only. Jesus is saying, you do this, gawin mo. There is no problem. You already know what to do. You know the law. You know what God said. You know the word of God. You go do it. And you will have life. But the person doesn't want to. Yung tao na yan, ayaw niya. That's why he makes excuses. I don't know my neighbor. I don't know who my neighbor is. And God spoke to him, and Jesus spoke to him about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, I won't go through the story. Alam niyo na yung story ng Good Samaritan, di ba? What Jesus is trying to say, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, you act on what God said. Amen? Gawin mo. You hug your brother, you see your neighbor in need, what is the logical thing to do? You know what God requires. That's why in the parable of the Good Samaritan, etong sinasabi ni Jesus sa kanya, alam mo na yung gagawin mo, go do it. Okay? I don't know my neighbor. You know, you don't have to look for a neighbor na tutulungan mo. Ang sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanya, be a good neighbor yourself. Ikaw mismo. Huwag kang mamimili ng tao. The moment you hear that word, then be a good neighbor. A good neighbor will show compassion. Amen? He will show compassion. Show kindness. In other words, what God is trying to tell us, love is an action word. It is not something that we just know in our mind. It is not just something that we talk about. God's great commandment of loving Him and seeing God loving you and loving your neighbor is an action word. And I will end with what I have heard from one of the famous saints, Saint John of the Cross. Itong sabi niya, when you go to a place and you cannot see love there, pag pumunta ka sa isang lugar at may kinausap kang tao at wala kang pag-ibig, pagmamahal na makikita dyan, sabi niya, then you love. Put in love. maglagay ka ng pagmamahal, maglagay ka ng pag-ibig. You know what happens? Because the certain time you look, you will already find love. Amen? You see, that's the excuse we make. Maraming tao, unlovable. Mahirap mahalin. Ayaw kong mahalin tong tao na to. Ay, napakasuplado nito. Napakayabang nito. I find it hard to love this person. I don't see any reason why I should love this person. I cannot see love in this person. Then St. John said of the cross, St. John of the cross, sabi niya, then you put love. Show compassion. Show kindness to this person. And you know what? One day when you look at this person, you will already find love in that person. This is what the gospel is about. The parable of the Good Samaritan is not about social work. It's not just about helping people. It's about loving. Loving God with all your heart. In the same way that God loves you, you love your neighbor. Mahalin mo rin yung kapwa mo. And that's where all the good things happen when you begin to love your neighbor. So may I ask you today to reflect on these things. Pag nilayan nyo, pag uwi nyo sa bahay, mamayang gabi, bago matulog, isipin nyo ulit, malayo ba? Hindi ko ba naiintindihan ng Diyos? Mahirap ba intindihin ang sinasabi ng Diyos? Sabi niya, hindi po. Malapit sa iyo. If you can only look into your heart, it's the Word of God near you, it's in your mouth. Sabihin mo lang, hingiin mo lang sa Diyos. It's in your heart already. If you can only reflect and listen to your heart, sabi niya, then you will find what God is trying to say. He loves you. He loves you so much. In spite of the failures, in spite of the shortcomings, He loves you not because of what you are doing for Him. He loves you as you are. He has loved you from the very beginning until now and to the very end. God will not stop loving you. If you see that in your life, you see God in your life. Now, love your neighbor. Be compassionate, be kind, be considerate, be good to your neighbor. Amen. Let's all stand.